This is North Coast News on KINS.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. There is a King Tide event happening today at 11:37 a.m. Arcadia wants the public's help documenting the event through pictures and video. King Tide is the term for an especially high tide event. They occur naturally and regularly and are predictable, but when they happen during heavy storms or flooding, water levels can rise even higher and cause even greater flooding. Even with no extraordinary rainfall, a king tide can help researchers get an idea of what a permanent rise in sea levels might look like in local communities. Photos can be uploaded to a story map at the city's website. The story map shows photos and locations where they were taken. Just go to the sea level rise page at cityofarcata.org to find the story map and for more information. The City of Eureka's Parks and Recreation Department has undergone a name change. While both the Parks and Recreation Divisions do make up two divisions of the department, the now formerly named Parks and Recreation Department also encompasses four other divisions that provide services to the community, including harbor, facilities, zoo, and environmental services, as well as a multitude of different programs, including ECO Eureka. The department will now go by the Community Services Department, which officials say more accurately defines the department's function in the city. A 17-year-old has been identified as the victim of a car pedestrian accident Saturday night. Police say 60-year-old Darlene Johansson of Eureka was driving her SUV on Walnut Drive south of Hurst Road. The teen was running the other way and for some reason ran into the path of the vehicle. Police say Johansson stayed on the scene and called 911. The teen was taken to the hospital and died from his injuries. Police say DUI is not a factor in that crash. Schools reopen next Monday. All indications are that the norovirus outbreak, which closed several schools before the break, won't be a factor when students return to class. Scores of kids got sick with symptoms of nausea, vomiting, stomach pain, and diarrhea. The early closings, officials say, helped stem the spread of the illness among students and staff. And also, campus closures helped ensure the time needed to deep clean campuses before the students return. Well, some Californians raised blunts instead of glasses as they ushered in the new year. A law allowing the state's first legal retail pot sales went into effect at 12:01 a.m. on Monday. Johnny Hernandez, tattoo artist from Modesto, celebrating New Year's Eve by smoking Happy New Year blunts with relatives. Hernandez, a medical marijuana user, says legalizing recreational pot has been long awaited in California. Also, the manager of a cannabis dispensary in Sacramento said that crowds were good for the first day of legal retail pot sales in California. From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.